Past few weeks, we've been looking together at some of the most significant psalms in the scriptures, and I'd really love it if we could cover all of them together. Though I don't know how many of you would appreciate that 3-year sermon series that it would take to get to all 150. Each psalm has something important to say about our life with God. There's songs of wisdom, songs of repentance and trust, songs of lament, and songs of great joy and praise. I read that Martin Luther once said that he called the Psalms the Bible in miniature. And he insisted, as many have, that we should pray all of the Psalms. This week we're reading Psalm 103, and it's a psalm of praise. So I invite you to sit and breathe, and to hear this psalm as the call to worship that it is. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit? Who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy? Who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. He will not always accuse, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who fear him. For he knows how we were made. He remembers that we are dust. As for mortals, their days are like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, obedient to his spoken word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers that do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I heard a story about a church that had a man in the choir. A man in the choir who just couldn't sing. He couldn't sing. And others tried to help him to kind of, you know, find another place of ministry in the church he could serve besides the choir. But he insisted. He wanted to be in the choir. And the choir director became so desperate that he went to the pastor and he said, "Pastor, you have to do something about this guy. If you can't make him leave the choir, then I'm just going to have to quit, and most of the choir will too." And so the pastor went to the man and suggested that he leave the choir. "And why should I leave?" said the man. And the pastor responded, so he said, several people have said that you can't sing. And, "Oh, that's nothing," the man said. "That's nothing. 50 people have told me that you can't preach." And you're still here. You're still here. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, the psalm says. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. We're called to give thanks and praise to God, whether we can sing or not, whether we can preach or not. The psalm invites us, compels us to lift up our voice and all that is within us, give thanks and praise to the Lord for his gracious, his steadfast love endures forever. The psalm says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," and then it reminds us of all the reasons why we should praise God. Sometimes we need reminded to even remind ourselves. If we're stuck, we're stuck in a rut, if we can't see past the struggles in front of us, that we need to be reminded of all the reasons we have to praise the Lord and thank God for our many blessings. If we're stuck, bless the Lord, oh my soul. To bless the Lord, oh my soul, as it says, means to worship God from the very core of our being, to worship with our whole selves, our whole lives, our time, our talents, everything that we have to give. I read someone suggest that this phrase, to bless the Lord, oh my soul, is really a reminder, a restatement of our first and greatest commandment, that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. In this world, in our lives, there is a lot that can begin to take center stage over God. And it's easy for things to kind of slip in and begin to elbow God out. There are all kinds of worthy things, good things that we can do with our time and our lives. And so it's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice of praise to God to show up here each week, to worship, to serve, to give, to say that God comes first. It's a sacrifice of praise to God when we live in this world as if God comes first, showing with our actions that we love the Lord with our whole selves. It's blessing the Lord. It's praising God with our whole selves when we strive to build our lives around God and God's will for our lives. Tony Evans says, if we limit worship to where we are right now, then the minute that we leave that place of worship, then we leave our attitude of worship behind too, like the crumpled up church bulletin. In the book Ragamuffin Gospel, the author Brennan Manning says that the greatest single cause of atheism in our world today is actually Christians who acknowledge Jesus with their lips, but then walk out the door and deny him by their lifestyle. We're called to praise God, not only with our lips, but to live with praise, to praise God with our actions, our everyday lives, with all of our heart, all our soul, all our mind. I know that myself, that sometimes we need to kind of summon ourselves, to say to ourselves, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, even when we don't want to, even when it's not easy for us. The psalm is here to remind us of all the reasons that it really should be easy for us. The Lord is merciful, gracious, steadfast love endures forever. I heard about a Presbyterian church in Omaha where people were given helium-filled balloons when they came into worship. And they were asked to release them at some point during worship when they felt like expressing the joy in their hearts and praising God. And all throughout the service, balloons were rising up to the ceiling, and it was beautiful. But when the service was over, lots and lots of people were still holding on to the string of a balloon. About half of the congregation had balloons still in their hands, their praise unreleased. Let your balloon go. We're called to lift up our voice, to praise God with the life that we have, with the time that we have. I read that we take about 23,000 breaths in a day, and each are a gift from God. Just that process of inhaling oxygen and exhaling carbon dioxide, it's amazing, complicated thing. It's a gift from God. And what we do with those breaths is our gift back to God. In our psalm, the writer wants to praise God for everything that God has done. And it's clear that it's supposed to be this big, comprehensive list of all the praiseworthy things. And it says it outright at the beginning when it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all of his benefits, all of God's benefits. And then the psalm starts to list all of those benefits, praising God for all of God's many blessings, for healing, for God's goodness that knows no boundaries, for forgiveness and mercy that we are not dealt with according to our sins, for God's steadfast love that endures forever, one blessing after another. When we seek to praise God for God's great love for us, when we try to come up with the words to say, to praise our God of ours, who's really beyond compare, our God who's really beyond even the words that we have to use, we might begin to think. We might start by looking around for something to compare to God's love. What could compare to God's love? We might look up. We might think that as the psalm says, that God's love is as high above the earth, as high as the heavens above the earth, but maybe even farther than that, from everlasting to everlasting. We want to praise God that God forgives us, forgives our sins, that thank God we are not dealt with according to our sins, and how much does God forgive us? And so we might look to one side and the other to come up with the words. We think God forgives not only as far as we can see, but farther than that, farther than we can even imagine seeing, that God forgives us as far as the east is from the west. As a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for us. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. God's love for us is wide and deep, and our love for God, our praise of God, is but a fraction of the love that God has for us, more than we can imagine, more than we could ever repay. My daughter has a little children's book, and it's called Guess How Much I Love You. It's about this little baby bunny and his daddy. And we read it at bedtime every once in a while, but I'd like to share it with you as we close today. The story goes that little bunny who was going to bed held on tight to his daddy's very long ears. He wanted to be sure that he was listening. Guess how much I love you, he said. Oh, I don't think I could guess that, his daddy said. This much, said little bunny. And he stretched out his arms as wide as they could go. And his daddy had even longer arms. And he said, I love you this much. He stretched out his arms. That is a lot, thought little bunny. I love you as high as I can reach, said little bunny. And I love you as high as I can reach, said his daddy. That is quite high, thought little bunny. I love you as high as I can hop, laughed little bunny, bouncing up and down. But I love you as high as I can hop, smiled his daddy. And he hopped so high that his ears touched the trees above. Little bunny looked across the countryside and said, I love you. I love you all the way down the lane as far as the river. I love you across the river and over the hills, his daddy said. That's very far, thought little bunny, and he was almost too sleepy to think anymore. Then he looked around, looked beyond the bushes, out into the big, dark night. Nothing could be further than the sky, he thought. I love you right up to the moon, he said. He closed his eyes. That's far, said his daddy. That's very far, he said, as he tucked little bunny into his soft bed of leaves. He leaned over and kissed him goodnight. Then he lay down close by and he whispered with a smile, I love you right up to the moon and back. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen.